Walruses are hauled out near Point Lay in huge numbers again. Federal scientists estimate tens of thousands of animals came to shore in Alaska in late August as the sea ice retreated. It's the fourth year since 2007 walrus have hauled out in the U.S., but their behavior this year has been a bit different. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
When Anthony Fishbach arrives at the office each morning, the first thing he wants to do is check on the walruses. In late August, the USGS biologist helped put satellite tags on 34 animals near Point Lay, and now they're offering a window into walrus behavior in the Chukchi Sea.
I come in the morning, it's like, I really want to process the data so I can get some view of what they're doing, and it's really been surprising me. I keep expecting them to do what I've seen them do in the last few years, and they're doing something different.
Last year, the females with calves hauled out near Point Lay, made short foraging trips from shore, and then swam south and west to Russia. This year, most of the USGS tagged animals left Point Lay and went north on long foraging trips, 7 to 10 days in open water.
They're traveling from these beaches where they've been resting to these offshore locations. They're foraging there. It's unclear how they maintain contact with their calves in the open water conditions there. And they have no place to rest.
Now, many of the tagged animals appear to be heading back to Point Lay. Fishbach says no one knows what will happen from there.
Everybody says, well, what are they going to do next? And we say, we don't know, because it seems that every year they're playing the game a little bit differently. We don't know if that's because they're simply learning how best to play the game of being a walrus in the absence of sea ice, or because they're responding to potential depletion of their feeding resources and they're having to shift their distribution around in response to that. We don't have the data on that to really assess what's really going on.
When walrus congregate in such large numbers, trampling deaths can occur if the herd gets spooked by a loud noise and rushes to the water. Fishbach says he found a dozen dead calves on a beach near Point Lay, but the cause of death is still being investigated. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is asking airplanes to steer clear of the haulout, and Fishbach says residents of Point Lay are helping protect the animals.
In Point Lay, people regularly get on the VHF radio and make calls out to people, say, be very careful in transiting this area, stay away from walruses on shore. So there's a lot of active management that's going on at the local level there.
Fishbach has been studying walruses since 1995, and in that time he's seen incredible changes in the population, especially in recent years.
But, you know, as a wildlife biologist, it's a bit eerie to see such a radical change in a species distribution and behavior.
He says the changes are concerning, but what they mean for the population long term is still a big unknown. The data Fishbach and colleagues are collecting right now on the walruses near Point Lay will help give a better picture of how they're responding to a changing environment. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.